Coach, it's a nice kind of a turnaround for a dual competition, take care of business, the Great Bend, and some good matchups early on, and then kind of you guys put it to them in the upper weight. So overall thoughts of how your team matched up with Great Bend tonight?
You know, I thought it was going to be a tough duel, and you're right in some of those lower weights. You know, we had some tough matches. We lost, 113, Silas, that was a tough match there. I thought that could have gone either way. And then Perez, you know, same thing there. So, but our big guy stepped up, you know, and I was really pleased to see that because that's where we've been kind of lacking in. And, you know, it was a pleasant sight to see for us to actually, you know, get a win from the big boys. So, yeah, I'm overall I'm pleased.
You know, one of your wrestlers that's continuing to improve is your boy Elijah Blue Hernandez at 38 there. And he wasn't even probably one of those that was even thought about being on varsity this year. And here he is winning some big matches.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that kid is a hardworking kid. He listens. He does everything right, you know, and so I'm just ecstatic for him and happy. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, shows the other boys that hard work does pay off. You know, you're right. He wasn't even, you know, slated to be on varsity. And you know, some kids, you know, some things happened where he was put in there for the Norton tournament and did a great job. Ended up winning that. So, yeah, really, really happy for him.
I know Trey Medina, he bumped up a weight class from where he wrestled last week in 52, wrestled a pretty good kid from Great Bend. Close match there, and to move up like that and just take it to the end like that, you got to be pretty happy in that regards.
Absolutely. You know, I told Trey, you know, I think at first, you know, he was kind of hesitant, and he just got to believe. He can wrestle with the best of them. He's just a freshman, and, you know, so big things are in store for him. But he's got to go out there with the confidence that he can wrestle with anybody. And if he does that, I think he can. He can wrestle with anybody in the state of Kansas.
Well, your heavyweight 285 came out and just dominated, as well as your 220-pounder. And it was a nice way to get some big first pretty falls and just control the match early and get those pins at the end.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our 220-pounder, Facio, you know, we nicknamed him Clyde, you know, but, yeah, he did a great job today, hit some things, and that's what we got to have from him. And then Fuji, Refugio at 285, he just continued to get better. You know, he came out last year, and, you know, his heart wasn't into it, and he quit halfway through, but this year he's stepping up, and, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have two big heavyweights, you know, in him and Jameson Snero. So, yeah, I'm really, really glad for those two guys to step up and finish the duel like that.
Well, you're going to be wrestling this weekend. I believe you head out a long trip again here. How does this set you guys up for the weekend?
Oh, you know, good. We got to go back tomorrow and, you know, work on some little things that we've seen tonight that I think we got to get better at. But, you know, well, yeah, it's a long trip out to Colorado, but, you know, that's what we do to try to get better and see some different competition and see where we're at. So we're looking forward to that.
You see some of those teams there this weekend in Arvada that'll be here in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. You know, that's why we go out there and, you know, just to put a, you know, prop out there for our tournament. I think we got like 36, 37, and we've grown that thing since, you know, we've been here. And it's nationally ranked this year. We got some ranked teams coming from Colorado. From Nebraska, and we got Goddard, Kansas, the number one team in Kansas right now, and all classifications coming this year. So we're really, really excited to, you know, host the Rocky Welton in a couple weeks.